And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today, we are going to talk about Judge Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump's new pick for the Supreme Court of the United States of America. He has nominated Judge Brett Kavanaugh to replace Judge Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy, who has been a controversial judge on the court for many years. And we'll talk about Kennedy in a moment because Judge Kavanaugh has repeatedly looked to Judge Kennedy as, you know, with admiration and respect and this kind of thing, which in itself is somewhat troubling. But Judge Brett Kavanaugh, if you look him up on Wikipedia, we learn that he currently serves as a United States Circuit Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. He served in the Bush White House as the White House Staff Secretary during the presidency of George W. Bush. And it is said that he's very close to the Bush family. If you go read different reviews and articles about him, that in itself is somewhat disturbing because the Bush family is they're technically Republicans, but they're very establishment. And I consider the Bushes to be Republican socialists. They are globalists. There's no question about that. And Judge Kavanaugh also is a Roman Catholic, not just a Catholic now, but a Jesuit trained, Jesuit educated Roman Catholic. He teaches at Harvard University. He also teaches at least part time at Georgetown University. He was also educated at a Jesuit prep school, the Georgetown Prep, a Jesuit high school. You can read about this all over the internet, but I'm reading now from the Washington Post. It says, with Brett Kavanaugh, Georgetown Prep can count two Supreme Court nominees among its alumni. Georgetown Prep, a very elite Jesuit prep school. Okay, Georgetown University is very, very influential in Washington, D.C. It says, when Neil M. Gorsuch was a sophomore at Georgetown Preparatory School, he had no clue that a young man two grades ahead of him might someday become his colleague on the highest court in the land. By nominating Brett Kavanaugh, a 1983 graduate of Georgetown Prep, President Trump on Monday gave the elite private school a shot at a distinction that no other high school can claim. If Kavanaugh is confirmed, two of its graduates will sit on the Supreme Court. Now, this Jesuit prep school is not like an ordinary high school. It's not a place where just anybody's going to go to school. It is said to be a very elite, very selective prep school, where the Jesuits there, you can bet, are going to have a concentrated education system. And now, not only do we have a Jesuit chaplain of the House of Representatives, but now the two new Supreme Court nominees are Jesuit trained, Jesuit educated, admittedly at the high school level. Now, Gorsuch is not a Roman Catholic, but Kavanaugh is. Kavanaugh is. This should be very interesting. Donald Trump, one of his sons, Eric Trump, sits on a board, a humanitarian board at Georgetown University. Now, having said that, I still am not ready to throw President Trump under the bus. I do not regret voting for him because even with all of this, Trump is better than Hillary. Better than Hillary. But nevertheless, it's hard to shake the reality of what's going on. People wonder, well, gee, Why does this guy Pinto talk about the Jesuit order as often as he does? This is the reason why, folks. This is the reason why. Be great to not have to talk about them. We've got lots of other things we can talk about. But where the manipulation of the church is concerned and where the manipulation of the state is concerned, those issues and the media, there's no question. The Jesuits are heavily involved, heavily involved. And it is, I think, not a small issue that now they will have these two Supreme Court justices sitting on the court who are generally going to be conservative. Generally, I mean, they're perceived as conservatives, and we've already seen evidence. You know, the gay wedding cake ruling that the Supreme Court handed down and rescued a Christian baker from being bankrupted because he didn't want to make a gay wedding cake. That was a very good thing. And I admit that's one of the reasons why I voted for Donald Trump as president of the United States. Another reason here. Here's an article from InfoWars. Trump issues full pardons to Oregon ranchers controversially charged under anti-terror law. These are the ranchers. It was Dwight and Stephen Hammonds. They were the ranchers. They were given a pardon here. It was their arrest and conviction that led to the Bundy Ranch episode where you had all of the patriots out there riding on their horses and this kind of thing, and opposing the federal overreach, etc. And so here now, and there's a lot of people who believe that is a very important constitutional issue because it has to do with limiting the control of the federal government over state-owned land. So anyway, that's what sparked the whole Bundy Ranch debate issue. And now Trump, President Trump, has issued a pardon to these Oregon ranchers. This would be another reason why I supported Donald Trump for president of the United States, that he would make decisions like this so that Christians and patriots would be protected by true constitutional law. And I certainly hope that Judge Kavanaugh, even though he's Catholic, Justice Scalia was a Roman Catholic, but he was very concerned with defending the Constitution, and I think he was a very faithful and loyal judge throughout his career. I have a friend who used to work with the Department of Justice who knew Justice Scalia personally. She attended his funeral, and she always told me that he was the real deal. He was very sincere, and he truly cared about our country. So based upon that and his record of defending the Constitution, that's why I think he was a great judge for our country. And it does not appear that the fact that he was Catholic in any way interfered with that. And in fact, when he passed away and the Jesuits disparaged him because they were not fans of Judge Scalia. They were not fans of Scalia, not at all. The article that they wrote about him within a month after his death basically said, good riddance. That was the general tone of the article, as I remember it. Anyway, so now with Kavanaugh, what is going to happen with Kavanaugh? Generally, he seems to be a conservative, but there are people who are concerned. On the positive side, it would appear that President Trump chose him specifically to fulfill his obligation to the NRA and to the conservative gun owners who are very concerned about protecting the Second Amendment, because on this issue, he is very, very strong. And you can find all over the internet his commentary on the landmark case from 2011, Heller versus DC. That is the case where the U.S. Supreme Court declared that, yes, the right to own firearms is an individual right that applies to individual citizens. And they rejected any suggestion to the contrary. But it was a decision 5-4. 5-4. There are still four justices on the Supreme Court who voted against private citizens owning arms in our country. And then you had obviously five judges that were in favor, who supported it. One of them was Judge Kennedy. But people have said for years that Judge Kennedy, he's unpredictable. He was originally thought that he was going to be a conservative, but then he voted in favor of things that were not conservative at all. In fact, he voted in favor of Planned Parenthood back in 1992. Kennedy was one of three co-authors of the ruling that preserved Roe versus Wade. So he was ultimately a Roe v. Wade judge. He had the opportunity to strike it down, and he did not do so. There's a number of other rulings. If you go to the LA Times, they have an article on his most significant rulings. There's a series of them, probably most recently, Obergefell versus Hodges, the gay marriage ruling in 2015. Justice Kennedy, his ruling there, he could have voted against that, but he didn't. He voted for it, and he is the reason why the whole gay marriage ruling was approved, seen by many people as he's seen as the swing vote on these issues. And so people have wondered how he might vote in the future on a gun control or Second Amendment issue. But nevertheless, in the issue of the Heller case, he definitely voted in favor of a citizen's right to keep and bear arms. And so this is the commentary from Judge Kavanaugh on that back in 2011. I'm just going to read a few lines from it. He said this. He said, quote, "In Heller, the Supreme Court held that handguns, the vast majority of which today are semi-automatic, are constitutionally protected because they have not traditionally been banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens. There is no meaningful or persuasive constitutional distinction between semi-automatic handguns and semi-automatic rifles. Semi-automatic rifles, like semi-automatic handguns, have not traditionally been banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens for self-defense in the home, hunting, and other lawful uses." Okay, then he goes on, he says, "It follows from Heller's protection of semi-automatic handguns that semi-automatic rifles are also constitutionally protected." Now, a lot of people are calling him even Kavanaugh. They're calling Judge Kavanaugh even a Second Amendment radical because of statements like this. Because there's two things that the Democrats will try to do. If they cannot flat out overturn the Second Amendment, they will try to get a ban on semi-automatic rifles and pistols. This is another one of their tactics, and reduce everybody to just having a shotgun or a hunting rifle. And of course, most everybody in the Second Amendment community agrees that that is entirely unconstitutional, but that's one of the tactics. They want to take it to the next level and get rid of the AR-15s, the AK-47s, and your M1As, your M1 Garands, all of your semi-automatic combat-style rifles that are very, very common in the country today. But if Judge Kavanaugh is confirmed, that's highly unlikely to happen while he sits on the bench, at least based on what he has said here in his commentaries about American law and the Constitution in the past. But that's not the only issue. There are other issues that he's written about and commented on that have a lot of conservatives and Christians concerned about how he might rule in different cases. But let's go to our commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more right after this.
Saints and Martyrs. martyrs battling spies, assassins and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family, because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrin Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are talking about the appointment of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the nomination, really, of Judge Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. He is to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is about to retire. This has, as you can imagine, sent liberals into hyperdrive, and they're just going crazy all over the country, shouting and screaming that they've got to fight, and they've got to stop Trump's nomination, and they can't allow any judge to be confirmed until after the midterms, because they're hoping they'll be able to take control of the House and or the Senate, and then they'll be able to control what Supreme Court judge is appointed. That's what they want. Of course, Republicans should not allow them. I mean, they should definitely confirm, because they have control. They've got control of the House and the Senate. So they really need to make a decision, before the November elections. If they don't, I honestly think it could hurt them. Because right now, many conservatives are not terribly happy with the Republican Party. They're not happy with them over issues like Obamacare, that they could have overturned by now, but have not done so. And so there are conservatives, there's Christians out there, evangelicals and so on, that if the Republicans don't step up to the plate and use the power that they've been given, I think it could be a source of discouragement for a lot of conservative voters at the midterms. And it could cost them seats in the House and the Senate. I think that's a possibility. If they confirm President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, it will show that they're going to be tough. They're not going to back down. They're not going to give in to all of this left-wing hysteria and this kind of thing. They're going to confirm the judge, put him on the bench, because that's the right thing to do. Trump won the election. He's the president. There is no reason to let far left crazy Democrats come in there who are all talking about Roe v. Wade. They're all talking about Roe versus Wade. And if this guy is elected, then Roe v. Wade will be in danger. It'll be overturned or something like that. They keep saying that. But if you examine the record of Judge Kavanaugh, that does not appear to be the case. Does not appear to be the case. The one thing that it seems like he will do is protect the Second Amendment. I would also imagine that he would defend Christian business owners and Christian schools and this kind of thing from having to teach or to in any way give approval or endorsement to homosexuality and or gay marriage. I would think that he would also support that. I would think so. I had a question mark about Judge Gorsuch, but he ruled in favor of defending the First Amendment rights of the Christian baker. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That was a great thing. And so if these conservative justices are going to protect the rights of our fellow believers in America so that we can all keep laboring for the gospel of Jesus Christ, doing the work of the Lord without having these kind of entanglements, then we should all, I think, give thanks and praise to God. In fact, the scripture tells us that we should pray for those who are in positions of power in government so that we can dwell peaceably during our time upon the earth, for this is right and pleasing in the sight of God. So that's the reason why. And of course, I want my fellow Christians to be protected by law. I want their First Amendment rights to be protected. I want their Second Amendment rights to be protected. I don't want to see Christians persecuted for their faith, if that can be avoided. Now, of course, we all know that Jesus says, in the world, ye shall have tribulation. We know that the scripture says it is through much tribulation that we must enter into the kingdom of God. But nevertheless, we're very thankful for the many blessings that God has given to us in our country. I note in the scripture that you have, even in the New Testament, times of persecution, times of peril, and then there are times when God seems to grant a period of rest for believers so that they can rest, that they can be diligent, that they can pursue the work of the Lord unhindered, and then be ready for the next trial, whatever that may be. So now here's another side of this thing. There's different stories floating around on the internet. One of them is that Judge Kavanaugh was involved during the Clinton administration in the investigation of the death of Vince Foster, which has been an issue that's been talked about since the time Bill Clinton was president. And of course, many people suspect that his death that was ruled a suicide was not in fact a suicide, that that he was knocked off, as it were. Some people are accusing Judge Kavanaugh of having been involved in a cover-up of that whole thing. These are some of the stories that are out there. So, and that's not something that we have investigated. It's not something that I can give you a lot of details on, other than this is something to keep an eye on. Because you go read Judge Kavanaugh's profile, that's part of his profile. Part of his profile is that he was involved in the investigation into the death of Vince Foster. Part of his profile. You have an article here from Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream, also posted on InfoWars. And the headline says, liberals are freaking out about the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, but it is conservatives that should be concerned. Then it goes on, talks about how that just because a Republican president nominates someone to the Supreme Court doesn't mean that individual will make a good judge. For example, Ronald Reagan nominated Anthony Kennedy back in 1987. People thought Kennedy was going to be a conservative judge, but what happened? He ends up ruling in favor of gay marriage. He ends up ruling in favor of Roe v. Wade. So he did not do what people would have thought back when he was first nominated. In fact, this article says, quote, if Reagan had nominated someone different, the entire modern history of the U.S. Supreme Court could have been completely different. And it goes on to say, it is troubling that Brett Kavanaugh clerked for Kennedy. He spoke very well of Justice Kennedy. And Trump himself has repeatedly thanked Kennedy for his years of service and all this other kind of stuff in ways that really kind of raise an eyebrow. Because Kennedy was responsible, again, Roe v. Wade and gay marriage, those two decisions are devastating. Devastating decisions. Obviously unconstitutional decisions. But when he was appointed, people probably thought that he would help overturn Roe v. Wade, but instead he affirmed it. He didn't overturn it. The article does go on to say, we have no idea how Brett Kavanaugh would rule on Roe v. Wade. But actually, we do have a little bit of insight into that. Why? Because not too long ago, Judge Kavanaugh ruled that an illegal alien has a right to an abortion in the United States. And you can read that in that article from Michael Snyder, where it says he ruled that an illegal immigrant has a right to an abortion in the United States. Then there's CNSnews.com. Trump court prospect accepted assumption that illegal caught at border has right to abortion in U.S. Now, not just that U.S. citizens have a right to go have an abortion, but that an illegal alien. That's bad on two counts. That's bad for Roe v. Wade. That's also bad for protecting our borders. That's bad on both issues there. So on the one hand, he seems to favor the Second Amendment, staunch defender of the right to bear arms. But on the issue of abortion and the issue of illegal immigration, I mean, who knows what cases are going to come before the Supreme Court in the future. But it in those areas, it does not look like he is going to give a traditional conservative ruling. But then we'll have to wait and see. All right, brethren. That is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.